It's Shelley Rome's Entertainment Report.
Taylor Swift's Midnights is on fire with sales. The project sold 1.2 million in just 3 days, and most of that was traditional album sales. As for streaming, all 20 tracks combined racked up 28 million on-demand streams in just 3 days, the third largest streaming week for an album this year. When it comes to vinyl, Midnights is close to 500,000 units sold, the best week since Luminate started tracking the stats in 1991. That's amazing. Hollywood is in shock after one of its most sweet and genuine stars died yesterday. Leslie Jordan, who many know from Will and Grace, American Horror Story, and Call Me Cat, died after his car struck a building in Los Angeles. It's believed that a medical emergency caused him to wreck during the pandemic. 67-year-old Jordan lifted our spirits on Instagram with witty and fun videos, as well as releasing a gospel album. Reaction was swift online, with Kimberly Williams Paisley, Viola Davis, Sean Hayes, Linda Carter, and many others talking about him being such a light in the world. Leslie's last post was on Sunday, and it saw him singing a gospel song with his friend playing guitar.
When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Been baptized 13 times just to make sure.
Rest in peace to Leslie Jordan. Kim Kardashian is making it very clear how she feels about the anti-Semitic comments made by Kanye. Taking to Twitter, she wrote, "Hate speech is never okay or excusable. I stand together with the Jewish community and call on the terrible violence and hateful rhetoric towards them to come to an immediate end." Sophia Richie, Reese Witherspoon, Julianne Moore, Jennifer Aniston are also speaking out, but added their horror and anger over the images of that Nazi rally over LA's 405 freeway. There's a new Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer, and it gives us a look at a brand new villain. Loki actor Jonathan Majors played He Who Remains in the Disney Plus series and is an alternate version of that villain named Kang in the film.
I used to ask myself a lot of questions. Scott, you're at ex-con. How are you an Avenger? That doesn't make sense. But everywhere I go, people tell me the same thing.
Thank you, Spider-Man!
I love that. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, kicks off Marvel's Phase 5 and drops February 17th. For even more, check out iHeartRadio.com/ Shelley Rome.